open wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. 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 Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We welcome your presence here on the Master's Call, God. Fall fresh on us this morning, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. We desire to abide in the presence of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts And we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel we desire to abide in the praises of your people as we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we offer up this praise unto your name. We desire to abide in the praises of your people as we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. As we offer up this praise unto your name. As we offer up this praise unto your name. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, precious Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down
to be praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun, ooh, unto the going down of the same. He's worthy, Jesus is worthy, he's worthy to be praised. Come on and praise him, glory. Praise him, yes. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, is worthy to be praised. Come on and give him some glory, somebody. Somebody ought to open your mouth and praise him like.
Well, good morning. Good morning once again. Welcome to each and every one of you to the Master's Call. My name is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio. We welcome to each and every one of you. Let's touch and agree today in prayer with one accord. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you in this place, this gathering place, to just say thank you, Almighty God. Thank you that you are who you are. God, you sit high and you look low. We thank you right now, God, that your glory fills this place. Now fill our hearts, mighty God, like only you can. Father, we bow before you. We worship and adore you for who you are, God. You are God that sits high and looks low. We thank you that heaven is your throne and earth is your footstool. Father, we know that we serve a big, mighty God. And, Father, we're forever grateful on today. We thank you on today for this call, Father God, the TMC call. We thank you for this place. Continue to pour out upon this place. Continue to bless your people in this place. Continue, Father God, to heal your people in this place, Almighty God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the staff, its entirety, every caller, every listener. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Father, that you continually, Father God, walk with us and talk with us. And, Father, reveal unto us, God, more of you and less of us, oh, Father. We thank you for the speaker on today, God. We ask, God, that you anoint her head, Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, she walks in total victory. Father God, as she give us your word on today, Father, we thank you, Almighty God, for the one that brought the worship on today, that pressed you into this place, oh, Father God. Fill her cup like never before. We ask, God, that you bless the co-founders, oh, God. We ask, God, that you bless Artist Life, God. Father, everyone that's connected worldwide, Father God, we know, hallelujah, oh, Father, that you are omnipresent, God, God. And we thank you, Father God, for who you are in our life. Continue to show yourself mightily, Father. We know that we belong to you, God, and we're forever grateful. Father, we ask for your anointing, God, to be in this place, God, and that your glory rest upon each and every one of us. We love you. We thank you. These are the things that we ask, oh, God, in Jesus' precious name. Host, are you there?
I'm here. Minister Keisha Lee, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You can take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating us and greeting us and excellence this morning. Thank you for welcoming us into the Master's Call, and thank you for that powerful prayer to start our week off with. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. On behalf of our two co-founders who said yes on October the 25th of 2010, we welcome you on behalf of Dr. P.K., or Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Like I said, if it wasn't for their yes, we would not be here, so that our lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." We have a website for this call. It is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived. You will find the bios for our speaker, and there's so many other things that you can find on our website, but you won't know unless you go on and visit. Also, there's a place on there for you to leave comments on your and give us your feedback on how this call has blessed you, how it has uplifted you or inspired you. You have the opportunity to do that there. Also, during the day after this call is over, maybe there's something that's going on in your life and you're probably wondering, how can I get in touch with the Master's Call so that they can be in agreement with me? Well, all you have to do is send an email to info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brendan Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. And you're probably also wondering, how did they even start doing this call? You got people in Cincinnati, Ohio, and you got people in California, you got people in Mississippi, you got people in New York, you got people in Texas, you got people in Chicago and Florida. How did they all get together to come to the Master's Call? Well, I am so glad you asked, because it started with a company known as Artist Life, founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And when I tell you that these products are absolutely amazing and that an appointment with artists will change your life, it will do that. Get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will share more with you about what that really means. I'm not going to prolong this call, but I also want you to know that today is Monday. It is Inspirational Monday on the Morning Motivational Call. Today, the host there will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the speaker this morning will be none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. So please dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound, and that's immediately following this call. Now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. So I am going to bring our speaker on for this morning. She is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. She is definitely a woman who is a kingdom builder. She is a mother. She is a sister. She is a friend. She is a glamma. I said glamma. Yes, she is precious. She is efficient. She is kingdom-minded. She is outgoing. She is loving. And she is our anointed speaker for this morning. None other than, as you may know her, Dr. Super Fantastic, or some of you call her Dr. PK. And this morning I'm saying, Dr. Pacola Roberts, are you out there this morning? Can you come to the line and give us what the Lord has given you?
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, God, knows I do. When you came in singing this morning, hands up, Lord, I lift your name on high. I want all of the other names to fade away. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Come on and take your place. Take your place in here right now. And then you came on with welcome into this place and then started off praise him. Oh, my goodness. What a way to usher us into the presence of the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Uh-huh. And then our own minister, Keisha Lee, I absolutely love you. Yeah, girl, you staring up that Cincinnati, Ohio up in here, up in here. If we were going to give out a gift this morning, we'd have to give it to you. And you know I'm a giver, so just watch your Cash App. Ain't no telling what you're going to be getting. And I want all of you to know how much I love my sister and co-founder of this great call. God knows we are walking right up into the 11th year of this thing. All days, Monday through Friday, we have been here no matter what, and it has all to do with her and the Lord using her to do just that. Love and appreciate you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I love you, love you, love you. Listen, you all, I'm going to get at it this morning, because we are on our 15th day of this 21-day fast. And yes, I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes. I can do a jig this morning. I don't know if you all feel it or know it or can even conceive it, but your Dr. Pacola Roberts sitting right here in this Monticello town is feeling all right within the presence of the Lord. Not in and of herself, because she's gone through some things. Gonna share a little bit of that with you this morning. I want you to go to John. We're gonna pull up John 21, chapter 20, and you can just start reading over it 1 through 18. It's a book that I'm going to. It's a book that I really think that we go into for the Easter season. But I wanted to pull this out today. And the reason I wanted to do that is because as I was studying, the word surprise shows up in the Bible over 49 times. And that was a little surprising to me, because I, you know, just kind of think of surprise as that word that maybe the millennials would come up with. No, they didn't do it, because Gomer Powell, you all remember him and Sergeant Carter. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So no, the millennials didn't do it. But I just never thought of it as one of those holy words. Yes, I think that's what I would say. And so when I was preparing for this message, I had to go back to my own Pastor MacArthur, who is just phenomenal with this hot spot. And in doing my birthday month, he told me to expect divine encounters and sudden surprises. I tell you the truth, that thing has rocked me. Oh, it's rocked me. And this fast is stabilizing. Hallelujah, glory be to God, stabilizing me in the midst of the rocking. And so I'm going to share a little bit of that with you this morning. I know I hear you. And you're saying, Dr. PK, you started off last Monday with those 21 values of the fast, and you were supposed to finish that. You just got to number 8. And you are so right. You are so right. I'm going to go down that list here. I'm not going to preach on that list today. I'm going to give you that list, and then I'm going to go over here and talk a little bit about surprises and the value that the fast has given me. You see, I've always wanted to make the word applicable. And if it doesn't work for me and I'm not walking it out, then I don't have any business trying to give it out. How about that? So last week, I gave you the first 8 of the values of the fast. And I'm going to pick up there. I'm not going to even reiterate them. You go back and get the tape. It's out there. Number 9. The fast gives us an abundant and consistent supply of whatever is needed in our life right then. It increased physical discipline. Yes. God has given me to get up and, no, I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. I got a George bell ringing down in my soul this morning. So I made a vow to get up and walk. And get 2 vitamin D walks a day doing this 21-day fast. And I figured that if I did that for 21 days, then from there on, I would at least get 1 in. Yeah, we need to work this body. Move it. If you don't move it, you're going to lose it. And I want to keep it as long as I'm here. I don't want to be down, decrepit, and can't move. Just let me keep moving, Lord. Help me, help me, help me. Somebody say, help her, Lord, help her. Number 11, breaking food addiction. 12, breaking addictions to nicotine, sugar, and caffeine. Somebody say, ouch, that's me. Rest the body. Number 13, yes, I understand that rest is a spiritual thing. I wrote the book, but I still struggle with that rest thing, as most of us do. 14, increased peace and emotional ease. Overcome anxiety and mental disorders. Whether you know it or not, over half of this population is mentally challenged. Crazy. That's why we got so much craziness going on here. The country was, oh, let me not go there. 15, normalized blood pressure. You all? Yes. My blood pressure has been 120 over 79 for a solid week. Somebody ought to shout with me and say, do it, girl. Over 65, 16, help skin heal from blemishes and renew that glow. Somebody told me I was just glowing, bless the name of Jesus. Heal sinus and breathing issues, increase digestive health, improve heart health, lose weight, permanent change in eating habits for health-centered lifestyle. Fasting should not be an occasional thing that you are called to by your pastor or spiritual leader. It should be a lifestyle that will assist you in eating properly so that this body can function properly. Somebody ought to say, amen. I know she's right. Now, let me hit this scripture right quick. Like, and this, the beginning of it is where I really want to start out, because that's what we do. On the first day of the week, here we are, the Monday. Some say Sunday is the first day of our week here at TMC is the day, Monday. Mary Magdalene, woman, like me, came to the tomb early in the morning. We rise, don't we? While it was still dark, yes, she saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she went running to Simon Peter and to the other disciples the Jesus that Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb. And we don't know where they have put him. At that, Peter and the other disciples went running to the tomb to see what was going on and investigate. If I had to subtitle the value of fasting this morning, it would be sudden surprises. Even though there are all of these places, and I looked at them where the word surprise was in, even though surprise was not in this particular message, oh, what a surprise it was for Mary to come there, get to the tomb early in the morning before the break of day, and there was nobody. She was so surprised. Not only was she surprised, and it was dark physically, she went into an emotional darkness. Many of us need to understand that when one goes into a place and space of emotional darkness, we need something or somebody to come and bring us some light so that we can see our way through. Come on, somebody. I love it. See our way through. Help us, Lord. Help us to see our way through. So that was a sudden surprise for her. Somebody said to me about surprises, it doesn't matter whether you agree with surprises or not, because somebody said, girl, I love surprise birthday parties. And somebody else said to me, I don't want no surprise birthday party. I might have a heart attack. So when I looked at that word surprise, surprise is defined as an unexpected or astonishing event. It becomes a fact right away. It denotes something that is made or done or that is happening unexpectedly. And so I said, God, doing this thing. You know, some folk come and testify about what happened to them years ago, but I want to know what God is doing for you right now. Janet said, what has he done for you lately? What has God done for you lately? Well, as I looked at that word surprise, and I've been told that suddenly surprises are going to happen to you, girls, so get ready for them. I didn't understand that. I really hadn't thought about it, you all, that surprises come, not only good surprises, I hadn't thought about it, but there are some surprises that you just would rather not have come your way. This week alone, I had some unexpected things happen that were surprising to me. Some were good and some were bad. Come on. I'm glad I was fasting because it helped me to rock steady and not go off, because this mouth of mine, I get up in the morning and I anoint my head with, I put that cross up there because I'm fasting, and then I anoint my ears, hallelujah, and ask God to help me to hear your voice so that I can go which way you tell me to go. Give me directions, Lord. Then I anoint them lips and say, God, place an angel at the gates of my lips. Angels, you stand there and guard them so that I say only those things which are going to bring me glory. And then I put a little oil all over me and said, now protect me, angels. You all come on and walk with me. But unexpected surprises, unexpected events that equals to surprises is what I'm about to say. During my birth month, which was last month, I got so many wonderful surprises. I was so happy when I heard that click, clink, clean from my Cash App. I was happy when I opened the mailbox, and there were great surprises for me. But when God or an angel or somebody walked me through the process of leaving blue and picking up pearly white, I had some mixed emotions about that thing. I felt good that I was blessed and I'm not walking, thank you, Jesus. for Pearly White, but Pearly White didn't bring me the joy that I thought that something brand new ought to brought me, because I'm dealing with and have been dealing with the sadness that's associated with and connected to releasing blue. Releasing blue for something new. That has been that was a sudden surprise, has been a sudden surprise, still is a sudden surprise. On my morning walk last week, Thursday to be exact, I was almost hit, and the driver turned around, came back after she had passed me, apologized for her speeding and her being distracted, but almost being hit and demangled or killed or whatever could have happened because she was going mighty fast, shook me real bad. Has anything happened in your life that shook you real bad and that you said, God, what in the world was that that went flying by me that almost took me off my feet? What in the world and where did that thing come from? Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I had to come here and get on this couch. I had to do the couch ministry for the rest of Thursday. Yes, I did. And I had to contemplate the value of life. I had to contemplate the value of having mobility in life, being able to move, to walk, to talk, to take care of myself. And my son said to me, Mama, you give us one of the greatest gifts any children can have at your age. I said, baby, what's that? He said, Mama, you take care of yourself. You don't ask us for nothing. We don't have to take care of you. We know without a shadow of a doubt you all right. Oh, Mama, that's the greatest gift any parent can give to their children. Know that you are a good mama. Man, he said that through the phone. Had he been here, I probably would have choked the life out of him. Because, I hadn't even thought about it like that. Good God of mercy. And so I said, God, I thank you. And I praise you. Listen, as you are going through this fast, as you are going, look for the value of fasting that has helped rock you study. Well, here come another surprise. A 21-year-old pulled into my driveway. You all, I was getting ready to do another walk. It's something about this walking. I'm getting stuff on this walk that I just wouldn't get sitting at the house. You need to get out. You need to get out of the house. You need to walk. You need to walk. I'm telling you, there are some things that you will get in the walk that you won't get in the house. And so as I'm getting ready to walk out of my driveway, she pulls up. And she's requesting, she needs a place to stay. She has an 18-month-old, and I told her, well, I had my cabin over there. And she says, oh, I would love to see it. Took her to see it. Oh, I love it. Let me give you a deposit on it so that it won't get away. I said, of course, absolutely. And then I will just give you a receipt through the phone. That's what it did. You all technology. And so that was on Thursday, Friday. Y'all better add it up as I'm going. And so on Friday, I'm happy, feeling, oh, God, I'm getting ready to get my retreat center open back up. The cabin is rented. Life is coming. We getting ready to go. Well, let me tell you one thing. Saturday came. I get a call. I don't want it anymore. I need my $500 deposit back. I changed my mind. Whoop, that was a surprise. Where did that come from? Why don't you want it anymore? You all, that was a surprise. Here come another surprise. I went out to the store. Me, Dr. Pecola, Fleming Roberts, shop. Oh, God, I'm out of time. Shop, you all. Guess what I did? I made a big pot of collard greens with no meat. And they were absolutely wonderful because my sister told me how to do it. She called me and she walked me through the process. It was wonderful. After I got a call and I got to counseling somebody, you all, I fooled around and burnt that whole pot of greens. You know I cried. That was Saturday night. But Sunday morning, somebody said Sunday morning, I rose and went and got me some more greens and did them all over again. Yesterday, last night, I went to bed happy. You all, sudden surprises will bring you joy Hey, bless the name of Jesus. And then it can bring you sadness. But know that even in the midst of darkness, the light of Jesus Christ comes and give us what we need to do it just another day. One day at a time, Lord Jesus. Come on, Minister Kit, who coming? Tiffany. Come on and close us out, sweetheart.
Praise God, praise God. Praise God, Dr. PK. Thank you so much. We give you give God the praise and the glory for that message today and so many nuggets to take away and instructions. I know you probably want to go back and listen to it, but I'll tell you how in just a minute. But let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. We celebrate you. We honor you. We realize that that we can do all things with you and we can do nothing without you, Father. So we just thank you for this new day that you have allowed for us to be a part of, God. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We won't let anything steal our joy, Father, because you are great and you are worthy to be praised. And today we walk in victory. I thank you for Dr. Pacola Roberts, and I thank you for the message that you gave her to give to us, oh God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to fill her up with your virtue, continue to fill her up with your grace, continue to fill her up with your wisdom, your understanding, and your knowledge, oh God. I pray that every single need that she stands in need of, it is met in Jesus' name. I pray the exceeding and abundant blessings over her in the name of Jesus and for everyone who is attached to this, the Master's Call, God. Have your way in us and through us, Father, as we lift up our hands and we lift up our hearts to you, God. Let this day be a day filled with manifestations, with miracles, signs, and wonders. And God, let us know that everything that we need, we can find it in you. These things we decree and declare, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, you can dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-pound. For those of you who would be heading over to the morning motivational call, that today is Inspirational Monday. Again, the host will be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the speaker will be the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-pound. That's immediately following this call. Thank you again to Minister Keisha Lee for seating us and greeting us this morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Pacola Roberts, for giving us that on-time word this morning with marching instructions to make us mighty in this Monday. And to each of you who have dialed on today, thank you so much for dialing in. You don't even know how much that means to us. And continue to dial in. And tomorrow, bring a friend with you. Don't come by yourself. Bring someone along with you so that they could join. And it has been a privilege for me to wake up in the morning and be your worshiper this morning as well as your host for this day. As you go out in victory and know that victory is yours in the name of Jesus. Dr. Pacola, will you please come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Do I feel good? Yes, I do. Am I grateful? Yes, I am. And I'm now asking, as we benedict, that the grace of God, the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, will rest, rule, and abide with you as you allow your angels to go forward and assist you in living a super fantastic lifestyle. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. God bless you, my dear. Love you all. Bye-bye.